Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Patriots must have a damn good reason for taking their medicine, and his name is Tom Brady. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. You and I both know that Bob Kraft's decision to accept the sanctions from the NFL over Deflategate has more than to do with his true love of league, if not Commissioner Roger Goodell. Kraft announced Tuesday that he will pay the $1 million fine and give up the two draft choices, even though he still insists his team did nothing wrong. He said simply, "It's better to end than extend." And that part is true. Kraft is the big dog owner among the 32 teams, even though a lot of the others think the Pats play fast and loose with the rules. He doesn't want to appeal the team sanctions and then maybe go to court, dragging what should have been over in 2 weeks along for another 2 months. It's getting close to training camp, and Deflategate cannot carry into another season. But if you think that Kraft gave in without getting something in return, then you really don't think the billionaire owner is a sly dog. He would never give up anything he believed in without getting something in return. And that something has to do with Tom Brady's appeal of his 4-game ban through the NFL Players Association, with Goodell's job hanging in the balance by a vote of the owners. That appeal comes up in June, and it will not end with Brady still sitting out 4 games. It might have been reduced anyway regardless, but Kraft must have pled his case on Brady to the commissioner before dropping his team's plan to appeal. Since Brady was suspended, and people have really delved into the Wells report, the 3-time Super Bowl MVP has regained some of his support among fans and former players. The current players, and especially his co-quarterbacks, have been deadly silent because they know Brady is not guilty of anything more than every team does in some manner or another to get an edge. And the Wells report makes a very weak case that Brady knew anything except that he wanted his footballs to feel a certain way before each game. So what's the deal between Kraft and the commissioner? That Goodell will recuse himself as arbiter in the appeal, or that Brady's suspension is reduced or erased? Something was left on the table when Kraft left that meeting, and it might be the future of Goodell, who is not very popular with the owners, fans, or players these days. Whatever it is, we should know within a few weeks. And if Brady doesn't win his appeal in some fashion, the old commish will soon be gone. This is Archansky. See ya.